It is time once again for Bets on Everything. We're joined by Alex Zappa of Minnesota Prep Spotlight here to take a look at the NFL playoffs this weekend, the divisional round of the playoffs. Alex, as always, welcome back.
Oh, dude, it's always fun to be here. Again, we are in just the peak of football betting, and it's just a great time to be alive. It's a great time to be in the wagering business, and I'm glad we get to discuss it along these airwaves.
Yes, let's look at these playoffs. We'll round things out with some other topics at the end as well. But looking at what we've got for matchups here this weekend, we start off with the Indianapolis Colts against the Kansas City Chiefs. Chiefs the number one overall seed, so they did not play. The Colts coming off of a pretty convincing 21-7 win. Score does not tell nearly the story, as the Colts had a 21-0 lead. They raced out of the gate. They scored, I think, 14 in the first quarter, and Houston basically just continued to shoot themselves in the foot all the way through the rest of the game. So you got the Colts, you got the Chiefs, Kansas City favored by 5.5, over under of 57. Looking at this matchup, which way are you going?
So you always have to get nervous when one team just looks so good in the wild card weekend and they're pulling a line down. And that's exactly what's happened with this Kansas City line. It opened at, I believe, -7 for Kansas City. It's come down 2 points. So the line I'm looking at, it's -5. So depending on where you look, again, your lines can vary a little bit. But the money has been on the Colts all week long. And I just think that's just not smart. And what you saw in that Houston game early is Andrew Luck having some really clutch plays to T.Y. Hilton. But when he had time in the pocket, and that's the thing that I think with Kansas City, ever since they've gotten Eric Berry back, which was, I think, really late in the season, something like week 12 or 13, this defense has been average. They were historically bad this year for a little bit. They've actually given up the most first downs of any team of all time this season, which is not good. You do not want that. And Andrew Luck is a quarterback. You give him 3 downs, you're going to be in trouble. With all that said, this is Patrick Mahomes. His first year ever starting as a quarterback, he goes for 5K passing yards and 50 touchdowns. The only person to ever do that besides him is Peyton Manning. So again, the company that he is already in is remarkable. There's still all those playmakers on the Kansas City Chiefs. I love Patrick Mahomes. I just think he's so dynamic. He's so fun to watch. But at the same token, I think this defense is really going to take a step up. I think in the playoffs, it's going to be different. And I also think Arrowhead at home is a very, very difficult home field advantage to play in if you're an Indianapolis Colts player. I don't know how well Indy's going to travel to that game. I like Kansas City, and I think there's a lot of value in two things. One, the line I'm looking at right now is -5 at -105, so the money again is still tilted with Indianapolis. The other bet, though, a -225 money line is not bad. If you want to parlay that with one of the other favorites, you're going to probably get pretty even odds. So all of those bets across, I also think the over is an amazing bet in that game, too. So they're between the spread, the money line, and the total, a lot of good bets, but I like Kansas City across the board.
Yeah, I'm going with the Chiefs here as well. I know Andy Reid has a checkered past.
Thank you for bringing that up. I was going to, but I forgot. So you're a legend, as always.
His playoff past is a little bit of a question mark, and that is something that definitely weighs into the equation. But I just think that this offense is going to be able to at least win one playoff game. The Colts have had a nice season, and I think it's just going to come down to the Chiefs scoring more points. I have Kansas City 51, Indianapolis 45 in this game.
Yeah, and the thing I want to point out about Andy Reid, the reason why, and I certainly believe in jinxes, I certainly believe in mojo. Here's the thing, it's going up against Frank Wright. Okay, Frank Wright, he's never been there before. So it's not like it's Bill Belichick. It's not like it's Mike Tomlin. You know, it's Andy Reid, I think, has gotten a bad rap for losing to really good coaches and teams. I think he certainly has the advantage in this game. I think he's learned from his mistakes. And I just believe. I really believe. But if they do lose this game, my goodness, is Andy Reid just I'm just never betting him again in the playoffs, ever. Hold me to that, Seth. If the Chiefs
I will.
Lose, No more Andy Reid, no more mustache, no more nothing.
You've got that. I got that put in writing. So
okay, thank you. Good.
If they do lose, then you are off the Chiefs forever. So
I'm off the Chiefs.
next up, Dallas Cowboys taking on the Los Angeles Rams. This is 7:15 Saturday night on Fox. Rams 7-point favorites, over under of 50, which is interesting. But look at it this way. The Rams, a much different team now than they were at the beginning of the season. Yes. Dallas is pretty sneakily good defensively. They've got a solid running game as well. Which way are you leaning in playoff game number two?
So, I really hate to pick both chalks in the NFC. It is hard for me to do that because when two teams are coming off the bye, you can almost guarantee one of them is going to lose. With that said, I love the Rams. I love Sean McVay in the playoffs. I love that he's had 2 weeks to really dig into this game. I think with that defense, getting healthy, having that rest is going to be really important for a defense that has a lot of stars, but you only become a star over time. And I think that's been the problem with the Rams is they start off really well. That defense, you know, Marcus Peters is not super young anymore. Aqib Talib is closer to 30 than he is to 22. You know, Ndamukong Suh is approaching the twilight, if not is in the twilight of his career. So it's a defense that has stars. I think the rest is really going to help him. And here's the thing. I haven't believed, you know this, Seth, and if you're a listener, you know this. I haven't believed in the Cowboys all year, and I just have to stay on the anti-Cowboys bandwagon. I've lost money on them all year long. I bet they're under for season wins. They absolutely destroyed it. I was very upset about that. But, again, Todd Gurley's going to be back. I think he also needed that rest as much as anybody. He's going to be healthier. This is one of those games where it looks even. You know, the Cowboys are hot. Jason, if the Rams offense is a good day, if Robert Woods and Todd Gurley's running, it's going to be over entering the second quarter. I think that's what's going to happen. I really actually think this could be the blowout game of the week. And so I'm taking the L.A. team. I'm taking the Rams, man. -7. Give it to me. I want it all day.
I've got some, as I've been going with this dodgeball theme because of the Packers hiring Matt LaFleur earlier this week. So LaFleur, Peter LaFleur, blah, blah, blah. let me hit you with some knowledge about this game. Dak Prescott's home and road splits. Home games. He is completing 72% of his passes, 14 touchdowns, 3 picks, quarterback rating of 109.5. His road numbers, completing 63.7% of his passes, 8 touchdowns, 5 interceptions, quarterback rating of 85.6.
Uh-oh.
So he has been substantially less effective on the road, and also when games are not going his way in losses this year, completing 62.4% of his passes, 5 touchdowns, 6 interceptions, quarterback rating of 76.7. So
look at you. I love this.
If this game gets out of hand early, as you alluded to, Dallas is not the kind of team that can keep up. So I am going with the Rams here, 44-6 over Dallas. Absolute slobber knocker here this weekend. Yeah, how about that?
Oh, man. That is the hottest take I've heard. And again, you took the words out of my mouth. I thought this game, once it starts, you're going to be like, oh, what was I thinking? What was I doing? I mean, that's kind of how the Chargers game was last week. Mm-hmm. Everyone was all over Baltimore. And I told people, I said, people, this is Lamar Jackson. He can't throw the ball. And this is Phillip Rivers in his peak season. And then once, and, you know, Baltimore kind of had that game. They were down and out. And then the Chargers kind of let them back in early. But that game was not nearly as close as the score was. So.
Yeah, I'm with you.
Face, I love the Rams. We're 2-for-2, Seth.
Yes, face-melting hot takes on this show, nothing but. and don't. I'll also say this, do not ever, if you're a team, do not ever wrong me, or I will do what I just did, and I will eviscerate you in front
44
of a
sixer.
Yeah. let's go on to the next game Sunday at 12:05 CBS. The LA Chargers heading to New England to take on the New England Patriots. Patriots favored by 4. Over under on this game 47.5. You've got two of the old sheriffs at quarterback, Tom Brady and Phillip Rivers.
Ayo.
A lot of interesting matchups. Chargers have been heavily underrated this season, and they go up against a New England team that maybe has a little something to prove after being being put to the wayside most of the season as not being as good of years past. So really don't know how this one is going to play out, but it should be a very interesting matchup between these two teams. Which way are you going for Chargers-Patriots?
This really hurts my feelings because, again, if you know me, you know I love an underdog, and Tom Brady is about as big of an underdog as you could possibly have. He's the he's the greatest come-from-behind story of all time. The guy went from getting benched in high school, in college, and professionally, to marrying the best supermodel on the planet and being one of the most infamous football players of all time. With all that said, his team just doesn't look the same. He doesn't have the weapons. Josh Gordon was a crutch that I don't even think Kraft or Belichick even thought they or knew that they needed, but they needed him. With him out, who's going to get open in this game? I mean, Derwin James is going to be blanketed on Rob Gronkowski, and he's going to be exiled from this game. He's not even going to be a factor. And here's the thing. How good did Melvin Ingram and Joey Bosa look last week against Lamar Jackson? I think they had 8 sacks in that game. So this is a defensive line that is arguably the best remaining defensive line in these playoffs, and you're going against the quarterback that's probably the least mobile of anyone left. The only other guy probably in that conversation is the guy who's playing Phillip Rivers, who is sneaky mobile sometimes too. So for Tom, his success has always been getting the ball out of his hands quickly and leading his receivers in the direction they need to go and having their playmaking ability show through. The problem is he doesn't have many playmakers left on his offense. The guy who had the most receptions on this team is James White. James White's not going to win you a playoff game, even though he kind of did win them a Super Bowl last year, but that's neither here nor there. I like the Chargers. On offense, I mean, you have Melvin Gordon. You have Mike Williams, who I think is one of the most underrated number two wide receivers in the NFL, and you also have Keenan Allen. And don't forget about Antonio Gates. The man has been drinking from the fountain of youth for now about 10 years when he's trying to retire, and the Chargers just won't let him. So I love the Chargers. But respect to the Patriots. I have a parlay with the Patriots in their money line, but I've bet straight up the Chargers money line, and I'm covering my tracks with a 3-team parlay involving the Patriots. So I have money both ways on this game, but my bigger money's on the Chargers. I like them.
I'm going to throw out some more numbers here. I'm bringing the heat today.
You're on your point. I love this.
Phillip Rivers has gone up against Tom Brady. Has gone up against New England, I should say, 8 times. Guess his record.
1-7.
Yep.
He
has 10 touchdowns, 10 picks. In 8 games, his quarterback rating during the regular season in 6 games when he was 1-5 was 90.2. His quarterback rating in the playoffs in 2 matchups against New England, 50.5.
Wow,
he's been
That's not a good number for those that don't know passer rating.
No, and he has had games such as this against New England, 14 of 32. For 230 yards and a pick, and then his most recent game, 19 of 37 for 211 yards, 2 interceptions. That being said, having said all of that, I still like the Chargers this time because this New England team is just they do not have it. You can always just kind of tell with the New England team when it's kind of when things are starting to go right for them. They don't have things happen to them like they had happen against the Dolphins. That doesn't happen to New England teams. Yeah, they beat the Vikings, but what did the Vikings really show this year? I I'm going to go with San Diego to win in this game, and I think they win by a score of 24-17 over New England.
I think this, surprisingly, this under is very much in play. And on all these over-unders, the money hasn't moved too much. The money's pretty even. The one I'm looking at is 47.5. This could be a cold, just grinded out field position game. So, yeah, I like that score. That's not a bad score at all.
Next game that we will go to, the penultimate final game of the weekend, Philadelphia Eagles at the New Orleans Saints. This, for me, I don't know which way to go because I'm not a particular fan of either of these teams. Although I may be leaning more towards the Eagles, as crazy as that is, considering what Sean Payton did this week to try to rally his team. Did you hear about that?
I did. That was awesome.
Brought the Lombardi Trophy and $250,000 in cash to a team meeting this past week so that his players could just look at it. I respect the move, but that does not necessarily mean that I have to like it. I still respect
it's ballsy.
It. Yeah, yep. It is a very very bold strategy. It's a unique strategy, Cotton. Let's see if it plays out. Again, dodgeball. So looking at the details of this matchup, Saints favored by 8. The over-under 51.5, which again seems low. But looking at the Eagles with Nick Foles, they can do no wrong. The Saints coming off of a bye week, fully healthy and ready to rock. Who you got in our final game of the weekend?
This is the only game I have not bet a spread on. I have the Saints, New England. And I have the Saints at minus 400. I have New England at minus 200, and then I have the Colts at plus 200 in a nice little parlay. But if we're talking about the spread, 8 points is a lot. And that's how I felt last week with the Eagles, is that last week I bet the Bears money line, but I did, let me retract that. I bet the Bears spread. But I bet the Eagles money line because I really thought the Eagles were a better team than 2-1. Because, I mean, they were plus 220 against the Bears. And again, what did I say last week? Nick Foles, I lost so much money on him last year in the playoffs that I would be damned if I didn't at least put a little bit of money on him somehow, some way. So, again, with this Philly team, they just kind of have that magic sauce between Alshon Jeffrey and Zach Ertz. They have two really good possession receivers that have been there before. Then in a playoff game, you know we're not going to drop passes. They're very sure-handed. They've been in this situation, and that is so important when you talk about those plays and the players that you see on those close-up ISOs, and it just looks like a deer in the headlights, and they're not ready for the moment. The Eagles have certainly been there. They know how to handle the situation. For Drew Brees and Sean Payton and this whole team, how motivated are they after the Minneapolis Miracle last year? They were a play away from probably stamping their ticket into the Super Bowl. It probably shouldn't have been the Eagles this year. It probably should have been the Saints, if not for a crazy play in Minneapolis that we all love. So I think the smart money in this game is on the Eagles. I think if you're going to give the Eagles 8 points, I just feel like Doug Peterson can keep this game close. I also think the money line at plus 295 is a very good value. I mean, just in a playoff game, you rarely, if ever, get 3-1 odds, so that's pretty good. I mean, put 10 and you win 30, put 100, you win 300. But at the same time, I have them in a money line parlay. I think the Saints are going to win this game, but I do think still Vegas and odds makers are certainly underestimating this Philly Eagles team because they're just different. They're varying stuff that we saw earlier this year, and this is a completely different team, and they're very good.
More numbers. Drew Brees in the month of December, completing 70.5% of his passes. And that's not bad. 2 touchdowns, 2 picks and a quarterback rating of 88.2. That is his worst month of the season by far. Considering
I know his end of the season was horrible. It's
yeah,
not good.
Considering that he had months of 75.8%. completions, 80.5 and 72.3.
Wow.
So he did some work, but the Saints finished a little bit sluggish to end the season. This has all the feel of a weird game to me. Mm-hmm. And so I am going to go with a weird result
nice.
Because of the fact that I just think there's something to this Eagles team. There's some sort of mojo, some sort of curse, reverse curse that is going their way. I think the Eagles win, and I think they win by a score of 37-35.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay, so you like the over. You love the
over. I'm crushing the over.
Dome.
Yeah.
Yeah, I could. This over is very much in play. I think that is a pretty low 51.5.
Don't ask me how they get to 37-35, because I don't even know if that math works. I mean, with the 37,
it does somehow, some way.
I'm assuming there would have to be a safety in there somewhere, but maybe not. I don't know, but I feel like and the fact that these two teams matched up earlier in the season and the Saints just routed the Eagles, mm-hmm. I think 48-7. And the Eagles have said all week that they want another shot. They want another shot at the Saints team. So I think they get it, and I am predicting that the Eagles win. And I as I said, I think that final score is 37-35.
Oof. Hey, again, I like it, and I told you. I think that money line's a very good bet. I think, we saw four underdogs. Everyone covered on the spread last week.
Mm-hmm.
And I think three of the money lines hit. So... yeah, I mean, it's a pretty pretty interesting week, considering what happened last week. And I don't think there isn't that, dominant team. Like, the Patriots
right.
are not the Patriots of old. You know, we're not seeing, like, Peyton Manning and, like, the Colts, or, like, him early with Denver. We are the Steelers with Big Ben and those awesome defenses. I don't think there's a defense really left in this playoffs that, really shakes you to your core. I mean, the Saints, the Chargers, Dallas probably has the best defense remaining, but
mm-hmm.
they have the worst quarterback, I would argue. So it's going to be a very interesting playoffs. I think it's wide open. I think the Bears losing really opens up the NFC too, because I think that defense playing at Soldier Field for, some portion of it could have been very interesting depending on how the seeds ended up. So I don't know, man. It's going to... Who's your Super Bowl favorite? Do you have a pick at this point? We haven't really talked about this.
I think I'm going to go Philly at this point.
Wow.
I know.
Just all in.
I feel dirty about it, too.
You should.
I don't feel great about making that pick, but there's something to this team when they get Nick Foles as their quarterback. There's something to them that they just don't have otherwise, and that's no knock against Carson Wentz, but this team just they have a different mentality with Foles as their quarterback, and I can't bet against that until they are officially out. So at this point, I would not be surprised if Philly gets there in the NFC. As far as the AFC, I think I'm going to go with probably the Chargers. I think the Chargers have played so well, and nobody's talking about them, that they have been able to use that as fuel all season, and that's going to continue pretty much up until the Super Bowl, because even then they would still be an underdog, so
uh-huh.
they can ride that wave and. Yeah, I don't know. For the first time, like you said, you hit it right on the head. There does not feel like a dominant team where you say, yes, that team is going to go to the Super Bowl from either the AFC or the NFC. There just isn't that here this year.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, I'm with you. Yeah, I think I on the AFC, I like Kansas City just because I think Mahomes is the best quarterback in these playoffs, and I just...
Mm-hmm.
Unless the defense is just really awful and he has, maybe a fumble or an interception or two and he loses the turnover battle, I just think that team, I just don't know if you can score with them. And then, God, I loved what the Rams were doing earlier this year, and it's something you touched on. They just haven't looked the same. So I'm going to go New Orleans on the NFC, but again, I don't feel great about that. I think that Philly team does have just a little bit of magic. They're just clutch, man. You just saw mm-hmm. it time and time again last year. So Yeah, I don't know. These NFL playoffs are going to be really interesting, and I can't wait to talk to you next Friday and see what actually happened.
Yes, that will be great to see who has come out on top, because we'll have the conference championship games next week. I can't believe we're already at that point in the season. We'll see how these all play out. As always, pleasure to have you on the show, Alex. Thank you for joining us to break down the divisional rounds of the NFL playoffs, and we'll catch up with you again next week.
Seth, good luck to you and your bank account this weekend, my friend.